2 years ago, Marcia Hatfield moved from Chicago to the north side of Champaign to be with her daughter and grandchildren when she noticed her next-door neighbor had a Confederate flag hanging in the front window of their home.
One day, like you said, I was driving and I looked and it's like, oh, okay. But it's free speech if that's what they want in their window. I mean, I'm not going to pick it for them to take it down. That's on them. I might not like it, but there's a lot of things in the world you don't like and you just keep moving. Keep it moving.
But it means something different to William Curry, who lives in the same neighborhood.
To me, it means they're racist. And I don't want to have nothing to do with them, but everybody in the neighborhood just know, like, stay away from him and he'll stay away from us. It hurts. It's hurtful.
I reached out to the owner of the flag, but they declined to be interviewed. Journalist Chris Benson writes about hate crimes and race. He says the meaning of the Confederate flag has changed throughout history.
We have to see the Confederate flag as a narrative text. There is, on the one hand, an assertion that the Confederate flag is a symbol of cultural pride, heritage, when you consider that it's also tied to rebellion, arguably to treason, you come up with a different narrative.
Benson says, as a symbol, the flag existed after the Civil War, but was largely dormant for several years.
But it was resurrected in an intense way during the Civil Rights Movement. And the text there is one of resistance to progress, to the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality in this country.
You know, there are vastly different narratives about what this flag means. How do we determine what the Confederate flag means today in 2015?
You have to understand it from an African-American experience. And this is where we get into this duality in terms of our perception in our society. You know, what is reality? Is it what I perceive? Is it what you perceive? Certainly my lived experience is going to color my perception.
And so how do we go about having these conversations, not only about the flag, but addressing, you know, my experience, your experience?
I think what we have to recognize is that race is a reality in America. And I think the problem that we face now is that people don't recognize it. They deny its existence. They deny the consequences of its existence. And that limits our ability to enter into a dialogue about race.
What do you think are the biggest challenges in starting a true dialogue about race in America?
People are not listening to each other across racial lines. To dismiss African-American reaction as hypersensitivity is to offend a person who has suffered indignity. So we have to first recognize that it exists and then begin an open dialogue that's non-threatening in order to reach a deeper and more meaningful understanding.